Well, I want to thank you for just taking a moment to spend with me and my listeners to, well, briefly touch on what you're up to these days, Buddy Cage.
Well, Mr. G, who are your listeners, first of all?
My listeners, man, they range in age from, I know I have a few middle school students who listen, but mostly rockers and rollers and people with an open mind and a thirsty ear.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's neat. You have a station or a paper? Or?
Absolutely. The radio station is 91.7 FM, WHUS, out of the University of Connecticut.
Oh, Christ, Huskies. Oh, go Huskies.
Go
God
Huskies.
Damn right, man. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a wonderful station, and it's obviously a really nice school. And now this school way back used to be an agricultural school completely.
It used to be, and then medicine came in and all the rest. Oh, yeah, man.
The rest is is a grubby history.
Well, yeah, but look where you are now, for Christ's sake, you know.
I'm not sick.
People that went before you made it cool for
yeah,
you, man.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And I hope to do the same for those coming after us. Somehow.
Absolutely. That's why we're exactly right. I feel exactly the same way, Mr. Chief.
You know, recycle, turn off that extra light. All those little things help.
Absolutely, they do.
It's our world only for a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with your time in our little world?
Oh, tons of things. I got I've been doing this radio show, hosting a radio show for the Jam On channel, Sirius Satellite Radio.
Mm-hmm.
In New York City for the last couple of years.
Oh, I think I just threw an application in there myself.
Oh, neat.
Maybe you'll put in a good word.
Oh, yeah, man.
I
absolutely.
Think they might listen to you, man. You're somebody. You know that?
Yeah, I'm somebody, but, you know, I'm not the route.
No, you're not the
you
route.
No, I'm not the... No, it doesn't work that way. There's too many other folks that do administrative and other...
I'm just teasing. Up there.
I'm just teasing. That gets on the air with the history and the personality of being a 45-year road musician.
Yeah, you're 45. Or you've been?
No,
or you've been
man,
yeah.
45 years. Since I was a little kid, I've been doing this.
That's what I was gonna say. You've been playing for 45.
Exactly, as a professional.
Wonderful. Wow.
Since I was 15.
We're lucky. We're lucky to have you doing it that long.
Yeah, man, we are.
Well, I mean, think about it. Your history. You know, most people think of it as you took over for Jerry Garcia in a
mm-hmm.
band.
Yeah,
and
he called me. To a private little tete-a-tete, if you will, on the Festival Express train of 1970. I don't know if you've seen the DVD of that, but it's a mind boggle. Nobody that loves music should miss that one.
You're right, yeah. I have seen it.
Yeah, well, he asked me, he was fixing to go anyway, because the dead was all over him about, like, going back to his day job. You know, well, they were $2 million in debt to Warner's, to Joe Smith, and they were, like, two albums behind. And Jerry hated working, man.
He didn't like the work?
I mean, oh, yeah, the output that he came up with is, like, yeah, amazing. But he hated the deadlines and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I don't blame him. I don't like the deadlines either, but...
No. But he had to acquiesce to the rest of the dead guys, of course, you know, and said, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm through with the steel guitar nonsense, you know, which wasn't really nonsense, but he's just kind of like, I'll never be a steel player. You'll have to go get a ringer, he told the Riders guys. And when him and Nelson were walking across the gridiron over at I guess the first gig was where they play Canadian football up there in Toronto, Canada. And I was playing it that afternoon with Ian Sylvia, and they said, bing, that's the guy, man.
There's the ringer.
And so the rest was, you know, come on, man. Come on, do this thing. You know, and I went,
Well, then you look at the family tree, and you're like, well.
Well, I wasn't really too much aware of them. I hadn't really heard them in about 2 years. And 2 years prior to that, I heard them, and they were just God fucking awful.
Yeah. You know?
And, or in my estimation, they were. They were just clean off the acid test, and it was just like, Jesus Christ.
What the hell is that?
Oh, it's terrible, man. And the guy's trying to play pedal steel. Holy shit.
what is that, jazz?
Yeah, what a travesty, you know. But when he asked me, I kind of like, and his little catch pitch was, there are no rules, man. You know, come on. Well, it's becoming more interesting. But then when I heard him play that night, it was like, okay. Yeah. It was the Dead. I never heard the Riders. I mean, I really didn't, you know.
So it sounded really like the Dead at that point.
Ooh, the stuff he was coming up with, the places he was going with Kreutzmann, you know, was just awesome.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, you know, when the talents get separated, which one, you know, who's got what? Who brings what
to
the table?
I'll tell you who's got what right now, if you don't mind the opinion. But
I like opinion.
It's a pretty educated opinion. I'm pretty close to all sources, but it's Rat Dog, man.
Yeah.
Out of all of them to be Phoenix, like, you know, rising from the ashes, it's Rat Dog.
Yeah, yeah, I was
the accumulated
fortunate.
Knowledge that Weir has and what he's done with it, with Barlow and stuff, and Hunter. It's Rat Dog. The band is just awesome.
Yeah, that's a good plug for you there. I agree with you completely. And so folks, get out there and go see Rat Dog if you get a chance, too.
Absolutely.
But now folks can check you out around here next week at a little place in Danielson, Connecticut, called the Riverside.
Yep, in the Quiet Corner.
It is in the Quiet Corner. It's going to be my first time there, going tonight to see Melvin Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a big crowd, I believe, for you guys. And
yeah.
I'm interested to see what you're going to pull out of your hat, your historical hat.
Well, we have been, you know, we started off playing at the behest of a couple of guys that were in, like, New Riders cover bands out here in back east and stuff. And me and Nelson weren't doing a hell of a lot. Well, Nelson wasn't doing anything because two of his guys got ripped off by Lesh. To go to the Phil and Friends thing, be part of that, which was cool for them because they certainly earned their way to a bigger paycheck and all that good stuff, but and more exposure and such. But it left Nelson holding his nuts, you know, really.
Yeah.
And then I was doing radio here and all gigs and sessions and stuff like that. But this opportunity came. Jesus, you think we could do this? We could get Nelson out here, and I said, call him.
Yeah.
So it kind of, Nelson was like, oh, yeah, man, you know, sure, we could do that. I mean, he didn't want to do it without Dawson, you know.
Well, yeah.
But I'd already been through the Dawson thing. I said, look, man, you know, he's recuperating in Mexico right now. He ain't coming out.
Huh.
Maybe later, if he gets a little stronger, we can get him out to do some of his own songs. But
he needs rest now.
Right now, he needs exercise is what he needs.
Yeah.
So we're working on that. Some people are behind him on that stuff down there, and they're helping him. And
now, what part of Mexico is he in?
He's in San Miguel de Allende.
Oh. Is that near Playa del Carmen?
Yeah, no,
we both don't know what the hell we're talking about anyway, do we?
No, I know what I'm talking
about. You
do? Oh, yeah.
So, well, I've been to Playa del Carmen. That's like in the Yucatan Peninsula.
Yeah.
Is he down that way?
No. No, San Miguel is the place that has the...
Best doc.
The dubious honor of croaking Neil Cassidy.
Oh.
That's where Neil died on the tracks.
Okay.
The railroad tracks, you know. But it's a little hippie, not hippie, a little gringo.
There you go.
Enclave, art enclave colony down in about 50, 60 clicks north of Mexico City.
Okay.
So it's right in the mountains.
Right, yeah, oh, okay.
And but he's had his little villa down there for, oh, you know, Jesus, 10, 15 years maybe, you know. And we're trying to get him back up, because when we started doing these songs again, Mr. G, it was like we knew how much they meant to us, me and Nelson. I mean, it was like they really are outstanding, and they really are kind of virtually timeless, you know. So people of all multi-generational, of many generations can get into it and have been able to get into it.
Yeah.
Oh. We see a lot of the young deadhead freaks and stuff coming over, and a lot of the old-timers coming in. But most of the younger ones just sitting there stunned at how good these goddamn songs are, you know.
I'm excited to hear them.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. And these guys, along with me and Nelson, can really play them. So, I mean,
it didn't
disappoint any of us, you know.
Any new songs that we could expect? Not
necessarily. As a matter of fact, yes.
Oh, exciting.
It was almost inevitable that Nelson would bring in some songs that he had written with Hunter. and that he'd been doing for years with the David Nelson Band. But it seemed that that was almost a natural function, you know.
Yeah.
And brought a few of those in, and a couple of things that he'd had that he wanted to do, like a Mississippi John Hurt tune, you know, and other such things. Fal Zarano's brought in one, and Johnny Markowski, the drummer, brought in one from his Stir Fried Band. So these all came in through those guys talking to each other about it. Yeah. I'm just sitting over and watching them do their thing as songwriters, you know.
That's a fun seat, though. That's a fun seat to have.
It is a good chair.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. I've enjoyed it very much, you know. And you know, I get a call on most of the end. You know, me signing off in the end of it is pretty much the last word on it. But it's just watching those guys work together is just it's a trip.
Yeah.
And, you know, any songwriter comes in, well, I got this one tune. You know, they don't know, who the fuck is going to like this tune, man, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the ones click in because of the way they play and the way they might think together musically, they do, and they're just tough ass tunes.
Yeah,
so.
That it is rare, and it's nice to see two folks, and then you can maybe even add a third, thinking in along the same lines, but just different enough.
For sure,
you know, just different enough to make it fun, so it's not the same thing over and over too.
Yeah, man.
Especially when you're playing out live, you know, people don't want to. If you were playing two nights in a row, I'd go see you two nights in a row.
Yeah,
and I would hope, and I would want to see two different shows.
Right,
you know.
Right.
And there's nothing like going to see live music.
No, as a matter of fact, I was just talking to. I live in a small apartment, you know, walk up in East Village here in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a. Because I'm on the road, my wife's on the road and doing her thing, and it's like, you know, the bugs catch up. So I had this exterminator guy come over, and he was like a Jamaican guy, and he just come in, and we started talking music and stuff like that. And he says, well, you know, I try to do this one thing or the other. I said, yeah, but what really is the live stuff. That's what most people are into now, because now it's a point of communication. Well, I was at this gig last week, and, you know, and somebody's sitting with it with a copy of it in their hand.
Yeah, man.
Or it's on a hard drive, or it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I do.
You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the product that you can make, the musicians, talented musicians, with great skills and engineers and stuff can put in the studio. I mean, this is an entirely different form of the art. But what most people want to do right now is get into the music that they were just at, you know. And,
absolutely. You know, I went to see, and I'm sure you know Robert Randolph?
Sure.
Yeah. Just saw Robert Randolph and the Family Band, right? And they opened... Whoa. They opened for the Black Crowes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Black... Well, I won't give you my opinion of the Black Crowes.
Oh, I'll give you mine. I've heard it... When you heard it once,
oh,
you know.
They were. I left for the Black Crowes.
Oh, absolutely, man! What a bore.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. But Robert Randolph, of course, he really, you know, he really rocked.
Well, we played both those guys on Jam On, you know, and I used to come up with something to say, which is totally out of context when I had to play Black Crowes, you know.
Yeah.
I might talk about the price of eggs or whatever, you know, but I mean, Robert, I don't know him, but. I can certainly hear what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. I like what he's doing. He really blew people away.
I've been recording stories, my 45 years of stories, on my hard drive here. So, because people want to podcast a lot of the stories now. It's going to be amazing, man. I'm working on that right now, getting to people about 7-minute segments of stories concerning each town, like New York, Boston.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be
fun. I got a million of them, man. They're all involving, you know, what was the Dylan session like, and that was done there, and then what was this like, that was done, and who was Craze? Well, Craze was, you know, and so on, so on.
Cool. Oh, that'll be fun. Like a diary almost of your time.
Yeah, exactly, a diary. Exactly, yeah, you got it.
City diary.
Yep.
And now, are you familiar with Rufus Harley?
No.
Oh, well, Rufus unfortunately just passed away, but Rufus is a... he was a bagpipe jazz musician, and he had a real incredible gift. You know, who would have thunk bagpipes and like...
A pentatonic scale? Get the fuck out of here, jazz musician!
He was awesome.
Unbelievable. You know, you just nailed one of my great instruments. Dylan pipes, Irish pipes, and Scottish bagpipes are two of my favorite drone.
Well, let me quickly recommend Rufus Harley to you.
I got it.
Cool. I think... Oh, I think you're going to appreciate it immensely. And, you know, after you do, you can tip your cap to him just like I've been doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, dude.
Thank you so much for that.
You're going to dig it. And, well, I'd like to thank you for your time and pitch one more time that you're going to be in Danielson, Connecticut at the Riverside.
Yep.
On, do you know the date?
No.
I will.
Let me find it. I've got it right here in my famous calendar book of all my dates. Oh, God.
I'll find it before you.
Let's see. Is it before or after porn? Oh, no. It's here it is.
After porn?
See, I have my own private stash here in my gig book. 17th of August at Riverside in Danielson, Connecticut.
That's right. Thursday, August 17th. Mm-hmm. Next Thursday, new riders. Yeah, this is something you can get on TicketWeb also, and you need to get there. Get them early. Place is going to fill up, we're hoping, I guess. That's what it says right there.
Oh, no, real, real fast.
Yeah, man.
It used to be teenier before. Now it's more of a jam. It was like a cabaret thing before.
Yeah, I heard it's got 240 seats, man.
No, now.
Yeah, so now it has like 240.
Then it was like 140, 120 tops, you know. But now they've redone the whole thing, and now they have it more in like a rock concert kind of style.
So have you been to the venue already and check it out?
Yeah. No, they called me in to be the first guy to come in and play it.
Sweet.
And I came in and just sat in with the house band.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. So
we got told them, I gave them some tips on ironing out the bugs and stuff like that. So they're going to have their shit together for sure on the day when we get the new riders there.
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out tonight, like I said. But you guys out there in Radio Land, and that means you even out there in the internet world, wherever you might be when you hear this, you too can go to the Riverside in Danielson, Connecticut, you know, and check out New Riders of the Purple Sage. Want to thank you, buddy, for your time.
Mr. T, it's been a pleasure, man. I'll see you there at the gig.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. You're not going to miss me.
All right. All your listeners from WHUS. Fantastic.
Let's get them all out there and have a good time. And if you can't see them this time because it sells out, we're going to make sure we try to get them back and do the same things
we'll be
again.
Around. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good club for you guys to be digging in.
Yeah, man, they're good folks.
Good. Yeah, I hope to be doing a lot of work with them down the road. So, all right, sounds like all things are good here. If you'd like, give me a call Saturday at that other phone number that I left you.
Mm-hmm.
9487.
Wait a minute. Okay, Saturday,
860-429.
Uh-huh.
9480.
Okay.
And we can do a little something live, but you just can't swear.
Okay.
I know that's, I hate it too.
It's all right.
But yeah, we if you want to do something live just to be there again, I'll pick up the phone if you call. If you don't, you know, I'm going to play most of this. I'm going to edit out some things, of course.
Okay, you're on air at Saturday.
Yep, I'm on air 9 to noon, so if you want to call somewhere between like 10 and 11 or 11 and 12, whatever you want, I don't care.
Beautiful.
If you're up for it, you know, give a ring. I'll put you live on, and we can just let the people hear you again.
Sounds fantastic.
More the merrier.
Yahoo!
All right, thanks. Yeah. Thanks much, and I'll see you, and maybe I'll talk to you at Saturday, but if not, I will see you next Thursday.
You betcha, Mr. G. Go Huskies.
Go Huskies. Peace.
Bye.